Word of God says to us, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even as I welcome you all here today, very grateful for your support for the families represented here. The very weight of these words lie upon us. A daughter, a very beautiful daughter, was given, but a daughter was taken. And now today, we seek grace and strength to find that place in life where we can also learn to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Part of the way that we can do that is by the sheer power of memory and gratitude for the life of little Monica Rose. Monica Rose was deeply loved. Monica Rose lived long enough to know that you all cared so much about her and loved her so much. She was tough. Very few of us, I think, would ever want to face just as much as she did, condensed into such a short period of time. But she taught you to see a person, wondrous with life, despite all the challenges that she faced. Her aunt put it so beautifully. She had a personality. She was funny, and each day with her was a privilege and joy. How someone so small can change so many lives is amazing, and there lies the power of God. So to help us with the memories, with gratitude, we're going to begin our time gathered together today with a montage of photos and videos to give you all a little glimpse of Monica Rose's life for the family to remember and to give thanks. And then after we've watched that video, we'll join together in worship as we seek strength and grace together. Let's watch the video.
You know that baby girl, your daddy loves you very much. That's right, you know I'm your daddy, yes. You say, I know this voice. I know the voice of my father. He's with me. That's right, baby girl. I'm with you. And I'm taking care of you. We love you so much. You're such a special girl. You're such a strong girl. You're such a fighter. You make me so proud. You're so beautiful. Yeah, my beautiful girl. You're so strong. I'm so proud of you. You're doing so good. Everything is going to be all right, baby girl. Everything is going to be all right, okay? Your mommy loves you. Your daddy loves you. Your grandma loves you. Your mima loves you. Your tia Monica loves you so much. Your papa loves you. That's right. Your big brother Elias loves you. Your big sister loves you so much. So many people love you. So many people love you, baby girl. I'm praying for you. Everything's gonna be just fine, though.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves.
Hey. What are you doing
there?
Hello.
Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say.
side of the road. Hey.
Still got a lot of fight left. tell the world, I'll sing a song. It's a better place since you came along. Since you came along. Your touch is sunlight through the trees. Your kisses are the ocean breeze. Everything's alright when you're with me.
Yo me porto tan bien.
And I am my favorite thing. Oh, the love that you bring. Well, it feels like I've opened my eyes again. And the colors are golden and bright again. There's a song in my heart. I feel like I belong. It's a better place since you came along. It's a better place since you came along. I see the horror in your eyes. It's like I've known you all my life. We just feel so right. So I pour my heart into your hands. It's like you really understand. You love the way I am. And I am my favorite thing. Oh, the happiness you bring. It feels like I've opened my eyes again. And the colors are golden and bright again. There's a song in my heart. I feel like I belong. It's a better place since you came along. It's a better place since you came along.
Thank you.
I hope that gives you a little glimpse of what the past year or so has meant to the family as they have just experienced this wonderful gift of a young life. But now we turn to acknowledge the fact that it's not an easy day, nor will the days lie ahead be easy. But there is a power and a strength that comes from the living God. And that's why we're here in the context of worship. So I'm going to ask you to stand in a moment and to sing the words of the doxology as we focus our hearts and minds upon the living God. Let's stand and worship and praise him. Let's take a moment to bow our heads and pray and ask that God would meet with us here today. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask that your gracious Spirit, the Comforter, would draw near to us today, conscious that you know us even better than we know ourselves, that you know how to speak that word and season to our hearts, so that we would find grace and strength in time of need. Our loving Father, we come before you with thankfulness for the gift of Monica Rose, for all that Monica meant to each one of the family, and all that she meant to those who met her in her brief time here on earth. We think of all the medical staff, the nurses, the doctors, the carers, who poured so much into her. For the friends of the family as well, who gathered around over this past year to support and to strengthen them. And we praise you, Father, for all of these things and so many other fingerprints of your living presence working in the mystery of this time. And so we pray now, gracious Father, that you who are our maker, our creator, the one who has called us into being, and the one who calls us from this life, that you will come now by your gracious Spirit through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in his mighty name we pray that you will draw near and that you will bless us, each one, conscious that you know how to speak into our hearts that word of peace. So, Father in heaven, we pray, O loving God, that you would look down upon us in mercy and in grace, and that you would speak to us now through your living word, that it would come with power to bring comfort and hope to us at this time. We want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that Monica Rose meant to each one here today. Hear us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to take two readings today from God's Word, from the first half of the Bible in the Old Testament, Psalm 139, and one from the New Testament. Psalm 139, where we begin our reading, starts with many questions. And there are inevitably many questions when a loved one is taken from us in this life. But the reason for reading Psalm 139 is that these are words that Morgan and particularly frequently read over Monica Rose when she was in hospital. And as we go through it, you'll see there are questions, but it moves on to marvel at the gift of a young life. So as we read these words, let the Spirit of God speak peace to you. This is the word of the living God. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Then the words that are particularly relevant to our time. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Amen. The reading of the word of our God tells us that ultimately you cannot escape God's presence. I know when we feel bad about ourselves, we might want to. Today is a day you don't want to escape God's presence. For there is a power to comfort and to strengthen and to give a hope for the future. There may be many, many questions at a time like this in life. Why should parents lose one so young and so precious? Inevitably, that hits us. You might be tempted to ask all kinds of questions. Why me? I want to tell you of one man who experienced something similar. His name was John Owen. He was born in 1644, one of the greatest thinkers of England. If you go into the study, you'll see 16 volumes of his works. Yet never in really one page would you know that John and his wife lost 11 children in infancy. The one who lived into adulthood actually died before he did. Yet the same man could write this, that the good news of Jesus Christ shall be victorious. This greatly comforts me. Rather than asking questions about why, in that one example, you see that even the best of saints pass through the darkest of storms. That others who are yet without hope may see hope reflected in your life. That's why we gather here today, because there is a hope. And in the next couple of songs that we join together, they're children's songs. They are so simple, but there's a beauty in that, because the hope that we have as followers of Jesus Christ, those of us here who are, that we want to share with all of you, is a very simple hope that even a small child can grasp that. So join with us as we sing of Jesus loving me, of Jesus loving the little children, songs that were sung over Monica Rose. Let us stand and let us worship.
loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide, he will wash away. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Sometimes the simplest of words can express the most profound truths. Yes, Jesus loves me. I want to take our second and our final reading of God's word from Mark's gospel. I want to take it because it's the very embodiment of the Christian hope, which is going to be freely offered to everybody here today. It shows a group of friends dealing with the loss of someone that they loved so much. And it shows us, therefore, how we may deal with a day like today. Mark chapter 16. From verse 1, it says to us, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. see the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Amen. This is God's word. What has that got to say to us today? Everything. Here is a group of people who are doing something that they never imagined that they would have to do, to anoint the body of the one that they love, Jesus. That would have been the last thing they'd ever have wanted to do in their lives, to the last person they'd ever have wanted to do it for. Does that sound familiar? Isn't that why we're here today? For all their hopes had been placed in Jesus. And now he was gone. Did they see it coming? Well, they were warned, yes. But they perhaps couldn't take it on board. As sometimes our minds shy away from definitive certain possibilities. Yet now, it was upon them. Now, all they could do for the one they loved was care for the earthly remains. One last act of devotion. One last act of love. The one they loved was gone, but their love remained. You can see the parallels. For this is the human story in a broken world where death steals our beloved. Things that should not happen do happen. And yet we must carry on. But there is something that makes this story unique from what we're doing today. A little bit different from ours. Because it ends with seeing their loved one again on that day. But that difference isn't too great, as we'll see. Such a time like this, or theirs in this story, is filled with questions and things that need to be done. It even tells us in the reading that they came wanting to do things for the remains of Jesus. They had questions. Who will roll the stone away? It seemed to block their ability to express their love one last time. But they came as a group. They faced all of that together. And the real burdens of life should be faced together. They should be shared. That's why your presence here today means so much. I'm sure some of you never even met Monica Rose. But you know and you love her family. And just being here today helps to ease the pain. Each here may have their own memory or your own grief. But being together helps. And that is an important lesson for the days that lie ahead, not to be isolated, but to seek out the strength that others can bring to you. Yet even in this story, before they get to the tomb, there is a hint of the coming answer. It tells us very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, as they were on their way to the tomb, just after sunrise. Nature itself was pointing to the fact that its creator could not be contained in a tomb. That light would overcome the darkness of death. In all that has happened here to Monica Rose, There have been so many such fingerprints of God all over the situation. So many prayers. Maybe you're not a believer. You say, well, she's gone. Where's your prayers? We saw so many prayers being answered. That's why she got as long as she did in this earth with her loved ones. Those prayers gave her many more days than she might otherwise have had. So many conversations that were held just at the right time for the right thing to happen so that the right doctor would help. World-leading specialists being involved. You think these things just happen? No. Even on her final day, her dad, Morgan, got that call just before he went on a long journey. It would have been very hard to turn back from on a train. And Monica Rose's aunt was tasked with breaking the news to her brother and sister, to Monica Rose's brother and sister, Elias and Scarlett, before they would go upstairs to the ward. She was praying, God help me. Just at that moment, I walk into the hospital. We sit down together. We share the news as best as you can to prepare them for what was upstairs. All of these were little tokens. There's more than what's happening than what meets the eye. That God has been very much at work in this brief life. And then in this story, they were confronted with this large stone to the tomb of Jesus, and yet they discovered it was already moved. The biggest barrier to expressing the love of these women for Jesus had been moved. A sign that love had not ended, but was about to take a new turn in history. You see, on that day, in our story, light from another world was breaking into this rather dark world. But stones couldn't hold back the power of Christ. And this Christ still moves stones today. Do you think that you will never see Monica Rose again? Because Christ conquered the grave, then all who follow him and their little ones will see tombs turn into doorways to another world where love will never be severed again by death. Do you have the reality of that hope as you face death? Do you follow this Christ? Do you get it? That the power of death was destroyed through Christ's death on behalf of his people. Is there anything holding you back from tasting that hope today? There could be many reasons. Maybe you just don't believe in God. Maybe deep down you just hear all of this and you say, I want this to be true, but you don't know what I've done, and you feel that there's things in your life that just make you feel guilty. So how can you come and taste this hope? The good news is, as Jesus himself said, those who have been forgiven much love much. So if you're thinking today, I've done a lot in my life that's not right with God, this Christ is ready to forgive, and you who have been forgiven much will turn out to be one of the greater or greatest lovers of this Christ. That is what's on offer today. And then they entered into the tomb. not a place they would ever have wanted to enter. They thought they'd entered this place only to say their farewells to a loved one. Instead, it tells us that as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Well, who wouldn't be? Instead, they found a messenger of hope, bearing good news. That is where you are today. Who would want to be here today because of this reason? Nobody. And yet, there is a message of hope in the midst of all that we are seeing and doing right now. You're not here today being met with the silence of the grave alone, but with the sound of heaven breaking into this world afresh. Not of endings, but of beginnings. Who would expect a message of hope on such a day as this day or right now? But that is what can happen. The real celebration of life today is not just of a past year with Monica Rose, but of an eternal future of life that she has because of everything this Jesus did on that day. And so the messenger said, you will see this Jesus, this one that you miss, this one that you still love, this one that you long for, you will see him again. Yes, he died. Yes, the pain is real. It's raw. But all that changed because God sent his messenger into their time of grief. He does that right now. And he points you. God is pointing you to his son, Christ, who is alive. Which means that all of our losses can become momentary when our lives, if our lives are tied to his life. Death cannot hold those who are in his care. And Monica Rose was very much in the care of this Christ. Make sure you place yourself into his care as you hear his call upon your life right now, his offer of an answer even to death. There is no greater news you will ever hear. And so he calls us all. And this is our hope. You will see Monica Rose again. And you will see her glorious and wondrous and amazing. Running, walking, jumping, a woman of splendor and glory. Because someone has conquered the grave. Amen? That is our hope. So let's come before him. Let's pray. Let's pray for the family. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for coming into this world. Even though you knew what it would cost you, even though it was blood and tears and pain and even death, but thank you, the story never ended there with you. You rose again. You have broken the power of the grave. And so, Lord Jesus, we ask now for this family, for each one that you love, that you would draw near to them today, right now, but on the days that lie ahead, and with this huge change, Lord, bless them. Bless Amra in her heart. Bless her and strengthen her. She continues to be a mother to Elias and Scarlett. And bless them too, for they have been so brave. For Morgan, Lord, may his path be filled with light and with hope, even in the face of this loss. For Norma, for Carol and Janice, for all the extended family, for our sister Monica, for everyone who cared. We thank you for some of the nurses being here today, representing so much that was done to bless little Monica Rose's life. That, Lord, we value human life, that we don't want to put price tags on it, that we pour ourselves out day after day after day, caring even for the most vulnerable and the most fragile, because there we see the reality of life, and life is such a gift. So we praise you for this beautiful little gift of life, even though that light shone briefly in this earth. We thank you that that light now continues to burn in eternity, that there is one greater than any doctor or nurse now looking after Monica Rose, that she is in the very hands of Christ himself. No greater carer, no better one. Love her, O Lord, well, until she may be seen again. And that day comes when you make all things new. We praise you. We bless you. So give your blessing, strength, and peace upon each one now for the days that lie ahead. May your living presence be so evident that strength and grace will be found. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We're going to conclude our time together in a moment with our last song, I Can Only Imagine, and I just want to draw your attention to the order of service on the back of it. There are details, the directions there for the interment, but you can also follow the cortege after the service, and that will take you, if you're able to join the family there, you're more than welcome to do that. After we have sung the song, I will ask you to remain standing, and I will give the benediction, and will you please remain standing until the family leave the building, and then please feel free to immediately follow them, and you may greet them before you leave. And if you haven't signed the guest book, please do so, so they just have that token of your presence and your support at this time. Let's stand. Let's worship this great God.
Jesus, or in all we've
standing in the sun.
Lord, we thank you that you are the answer to this broken and sinful world. You have come to free us, to bring forgiveness and a future that is beyond our earthly imagination. When you will make all things new. And so now we pray for your blessing upon each one. Peace be to all. And love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. And the people of the Lord said, Amen. Please remain standing.